Following on from our chat yesterday with Ken Joyce from Alienated Children First, after Wicklow County Council passed a motion this week calling on the government to recognise and address the issue of parental alienation, we've received hundreds of emails and messages from parents and grandparents affected. I didn't realise this was such a huge issue. Volunteer with the Samaritans for 12 years and last year became involved with supporting parents experience parental alienation is Mike Fay. Hi, Mike.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. As I was saying, I wasn't aware of this being, you know, as big a problem as it appears to be by the amount of correspondence we're getting. Tell us your experience in the Samaritans.
Declan, to be quite honest, I wasn't aware of this either until probably approximately a year ago. I really didn't realise it was going on to the extent it was, and I didn't understand this properly at all. And considering the amount of experience I would have had as in life and Samaritans and training and stuff like that, I was shocked when I kind of realised what was actually going on. Maybe I'll just give you a quick idea of how I got that light bulb moment.
Please,
how it all came together. So I've been a volunteer with Samaritans for the last 12 years, and I work with the festival branch as well. I've also been involved in training the new Samaritans for probably 10 years at this stage. And I was actually on duty one night with a girl who I'd trained, been part of her training team. I'd done numerous duties with her. Somebody who would have all the qualities that, you know, you look for in a Samaritan. She's loving, she's caring, she's understanding, she's sympathetic, she's empathic. All the things you'd expect a Samaritan to be. And I overheard her saying something about a situation that she was in. And I just said, if you don't mind me asking, is this actually happening to you? And she said, yes, Mike, it is. And I went, how is it possible, Declan, for an amazing woman like her, who has, you know, who's just mad about her two children, who loves them so much, to be alienated from them? And that's when I just really started thinking. A lot of things clicked into place, a lot of situations I would have experienced. Luckily, personally, I've been lucky enough not to be involved in this situation, but I've seen so many then looking back who have been, and it all just fell into place, and I said, oh my God, there's kids here who are being denied access to wonderful parents who just want to love and support them and care for them. So not only are the parents losing out on being there for their children the way they really want to be, but it's the kids here who are being so damaged and denied the love of a parent who could only be beneficial for their growth and their future and all that that brings. And it just shocked me to the core. And when I talked to her more and said, listen, I want to support this group, I want to be part of this group as well, because we're all volunteers in this Declan. It's not one tiny little part of so many volunteers who are helping to push this and, you know, support people, support kids, support the other parents, keep them going. So I said, please, can I be involved in this? So I applied just to say, listen, I can help, I can support, emotionally support, because that's where I come in. I can emotionally support people who are going through this, and please let me be involved, and I'll really genuinely do my best. So when I actually started talking to the people involved, then I subsequently found out that a number of parents had already taken their own lives, and because of whatever situations they personally faced, where they just felt it was too much to go on with anymore, and that just made me even more determined to be there for people, support them, and, you know, try and help them through this, and be a little part of all the groups that are out there trying to make awareness of this situation, Declan, which you can see is now starting to come on the radio, which is brilliant. And then
Mike, your job in Samaritans and jobs in Samaritans are to listen to people. You know, have you any ideas outside of the Samaritans? You know, is there a resolution to this in some way?
I think what people need to look for is resolution would be brilliant. But from my point of view, if we can kind of try and stop this, Declan, before it happens, like before it reaches the stage where these parents are in court, where the children are not seeing their loving parents, the parents are alienated. I think maybe it'd be great just to say what to look out for, how does it lead into a situation like this where a parent is denied access to their children. And it seems to be that there's the perpetrators of parental alienation, they just seem to create a propaganda around around the parent who's going to be alienated. They make up stories, they kind of Chinese whispers, they just talk about it, they talk behind the back of the parent. And the parents that they're talking behind the back of, in general, the ones that I support, they're really loving, caring parents. They're hardworking, they're dedicated, they're loyal, they just want the best for their kids. And it seems to go down a road where the kids are brainwashed, the kids are manipulated, and it's usually after a breakup. Once the breakup happens, then the kids are kind of brainwashed into choosing the side of one parent, which no child should be asked to choose between one parent and the other. But it's just terrible what's happening out there, and it'd be great.
We've got so many, and just one here, Picard, Declan Meehan, thank you so much for covering this issue of parental alienation. I'm a mother, not permitted to see or speak to my daughter since January back in 2019. Neither can my family see or contact her. Please continue to highlight this horrendous child abuse in capital letters. It can happen to anyone. It's lonely, isolating, and a living hell. What must it be like for targeted children or other children? Please have mercy. So there's loads like that. As I told you, I didn't realise, and you didn't either, how big a problem it was. And, you know, could I ask you about the people you've spoken to? Is there different age ranges in this, different types of family circumstances that you could hear? I know you're a listening service, but give us an idea of the people you were talking to.
Definitely, it spans all kinds of age groups in lots of ways. Anybody who is a parent, it's as much a factor for women as it is for men. I would talk to just as many women as I would men, probably even more women than men, because I think it hurts even more for a woman when she's in a situation like that, as you can hear from the text message you received just there now. They seem to have their self-esteem taken away from them, their self-confidence taken away from them. It seems to be almost from the start of the relationship that this happens, that it's a constant drip, drip, drip of just wearing the person down, just taking away their power, taking away their confidence. A lot of gaslighting, as you might have heard about, where things are said all the time that wouldn't be true. And, you know, people start not trusting their own gut anymore, not trusting their own intuition anymore. I've found that it covers all religions, all nationalities. Some nationalities perhaps allow this to be more prevalent. Some religions maybe allow this to be more prevalent. But in general, it's just, there's nobody I've found that, or no groups that I've found that haven't been affected by this. It seems to just be across the board, and like all countries around the world, I'm sure, have to experience this. It must be something in human nature that creates a perpetrator to be able to do this to, first of all, to the parent, and then to cause the damage to the children of losing a loving parent in their life.
Horrendous. Another one in here. My four children were, in this texter's word here, kidnapped from me through legal separation back in 2007, and I've never seen or heard from any of them since, and that's 14 long years, and very sad. Another one, that man is right, the damage these parents and grandparents and families that are going through is unreal. There's no getting through to some mothers, and I'm sure some fathers as well, because it's right across both sides of the relationship of these little children. I'm a grandmother, and something has to be done about this. And just to clarify that, it is across both genders, isn't it?
Absolutely, across both genders.
Yeah, so...
Not only are these children being alienated from their parents, but they're also being alienated subsequently from their uncles, from their aunties, from their cousins, from their grandparents. So literally one whole side of their family is chopped off. And that's, you know, like how much support and love and fun are they missing out on by losing that side of the parents? So, you know, for grandparents and for brothers and sisters of people who are alienated to be able to look in and say, actually, is this what's happening in this situation? Is the perpetrator here creating a propaganda against the woman or the man who's been alienated in this situation?
Yes.
That's not true. Is this really true? Because these people seem to be able to make up stories very easily, just throw something out into a group, and unless you can actually do a CSI, do an investigation and say, did this actually happen, then there's no way.
It sticks.
And it's 6 months.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you, Mike. Got to leave it there on time. Thank you very much indeed. That is Mike Fay, volunteer with the Samaritans for 12 years and has come across this situation, which we'll continue to have conversations about on the programme, Parental Alienation. Thanks, Mike. Good to talk to you. Thank you. It is The Morning Show at East Coast FM.